Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Well, welcome to 2018. And I think now is a great time to just take a step back and look at ways that you can reduce suffering in your life. So much of the suffering that we put on ourselves, it's self-induced. Right? We're worrying about things that never happen. We're looking at the bad side of things. We're refusing to acknowledge the good things or just taking them for granted. You know, now is a great time to just reframe things, to look at things in a different way. And so look at ways that you can end the suffering or the self-induced suffering that you do to yourself. There's enough external stuff that can affect you alone, but why make it worse through what you're doing? Okay, and one of those things is forgiveness. If you're angry at somebody, if it's driving you crazy, which it normally is, it eats you up inside so often, why? Just let it go. Forgive them. And whether they forgive you or they don't forgive you, that's okay. You forgive them in your mind, and then it becomes their issue and not yours. So you want to end suffering, one step is forgiveness. Another idea is just to be thankful for what happens each day. So if you wake up in the morning and you're thankful for, you find two or three things to be thankful for. Maybe you've got your health, you've got your family, you're living in a house that, you know, has a roof over your head that's in good shape. You know, you have a job, you know, you have certain things that you want in your life. I mean, think about that. Maybe it's just the time that you live. Think about the difference between medical technology now and medical technology 50 or 75 years ago. You know, think about, but find those things. What are those things that you're thankful for, that you're appreciative to have? And if you can focus on a couple of those a day, that makes things better. And that ends suffering, because if you are in appreciation, you're not stressing out about things, you're not worrying about things, and you're not suffering. So two things to focus on for today. Forgive people that you're at odds with, and find three things each day to be appreciative of. And if you can do that, you're going to greatly reduce the suffering that you induce on yourself. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher, where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to pick up from where we left off today and talk about a couple of more ways that you can stop suffering with your life. You know, one of those is to accept what is. One of them is to find a place to escape each day, to clear your mind. But for today, I just really want you to focus on forgiving people that you're at odds with and finding three things each day to be thankful for. And as I said earlier, if you can do those two things, you're going to greatly reduce the suffering that you put on yourself.